kids in Kim Hamilton's fourth grade reading class at Crystal River Elementary School wrote and recorded This I Believe essays to share with the community. Enjoy!
I believe in saying yes to friends by Allie. I believe in saying yes to friends. Friends are on your side, too. You can trust them. It feels better when someone around your age can see how you feel, especially if they are your friend. Once a year, I go to summer camp and go rock climbing and make new friends that help me avoid the kids that are mean to me. One year at camp, I regret what I said when we were rock climbing, but I am grateful that I said yes to a friend later when I needed help. Yay, I said softly to myself as I carried some thick tan ropes. I was wearing an orange helmet and dark green heart. When we were almost to the place that we would climb, I started to remember last year when I slipped on a rock and almost fell off near the top. Who's ready to climb? The instructor asked. Can I go first? The person in front of me yelled. She could have won the loudest award. She went first. An hour later, the counselor at the top shouted, "Who's coming up next?" I thought to myself, I need to say yes to this. Allie, it's your turn. Do you want to go up? The instructor asked me. What? I asked softly. No! I yelled a little so everyone heard me. I was a little embarrassed and I was afraid that no one would talk to me for the rest of the day after that. Wyatt, you can go, I said to Wyatt as I walked away feeling bad for not saying yes. I asked, anyone need water? Everyone yelled yes. Haven didn't, though. Instead, she asked me, do you need help? I felt like she saw that I needed help. She saw that I was feeling overwhelmed. Yes, I whispered a little soft. Then we went down the hill talking about our camp experience. My friends last year didn't see me the way you and Wyatt do, I told her. I talked about my past friends at camp and one surprising thing that happened to her that also happened to me. At bedtime, we both lost a tooth when we were both around 6 years old. She talked about things that we did. We went up the hill, holding two water bottles in each hand. We went back down in silence, giggling a little, until we got everyone's water bottle. When we got back to camp, Wyatt, Haven, and I played around with different skits. Haven's frisbee and picture charades in Wyatt's notebook. We made an ant city with string, pine cones, sticks, water, and dirt. Whenever a friend sees that you need help, accept it by saying yes to them. Or if you're bored and you want something to do and your friend asks you to play, you should say yes. Saying yes to our friends helps us all get what we need. I believe in saying yes to friends in so many situations. When you're feeling sad, saying yes might brighten your spirits. And when you're feeling excited or maybe a little nervous about trying something new, saying yes may mean overcoming a fear and finding fun with a friend. Or saying yes might even mean finding a new friend.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay.